Hi, everyone, and welcome back to podcast One Life with me, Haley Letty, licensed marriage and family therapist. Today, we are going to be talking all about boundaries, so stay tuned. Hi, everyone. I want to get into this whole idea of boundaries. A lot of people hear boundaries and immediately think of a negative connotation or something restrictive or stern about this idea. So I want to first identify and break down the definition of what a boundary is, because I think that's super important. A boundary is actually really simple. All it is where our start and stop is, meaning if we are feeling uncomfortable about something or we're feeling good about something, we have a start to that. And we also have a degree, a spectrum of where then we start to get uncomfortable, where now it needs to be a stop. We don't like it and we want it to end. So when we talk about what a boundary is, it's simply where our start begins and where our stop ends and all the degree in between. And when we think of who needs to know this boundary, we think of the people closest to us, of course. So when people say set boundaries with your family, set boundaries with your friends, set boundaries with your loved ones, such as partners, relationships, so on and so forth, this is why they say that, is because the people closest to us are 100% supposed to know where that is. They need to know where those buttons are. If you press them, it's no longer okay. They also need to know the good reasons to keep going. Well, that could be within a conversation, that could be physical, that could be mental, emotional, all in between. So yes, boundaries are so important, but we also have to know what a boundary even is before we start throwing out the words boundaries here, because I think it's used quite a bit. So now that we've defined what a boundary is and who we need to set them with, right? Family, friends, loved ones, the closest people to us need to know. Let's discuss now how to do it, because I think it's really easy to say, well, just set a boundary with them. It's fine. No, it gets really uncomfortable. And especially when it comes to certain family members or loved ones, you don't feel comfortable to just say, you know what, I don't like that. So I always like to give my piece of advice to clients or to even friends and family who are going through something tough with their loved ones and close ones to them, to say, look, it's okay to not necessarily give a yes or no. It's okay to also say to yourself, let me give myself some time to think it over. Maybe I don't even know where that boundary is. Maybe I don't know yet and I need to figure it out. So take the time. So I'll give an example. Someone has come to me several times talking about their in-laws. They like to come stay for a really long period of time. And they call up on the spot and they say, we're coming in next weekend. And you look at your partner and you're like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if we're going to be ready for this. Mentally, physically, all of that, you need to prepare. So the best thing to do in that circumstance is to say, you know what? Let's check our calendars. I'll get back to you on that. It's not giving a yes. It's not giving a no. It's a perfect kind of combination of starting to begin to set boundaries without jumping to the yes, and scrounging around trying to get it all together, right? So this gives an opportunity for pause. And when we have boundaries, we also need the pause, especially if we're those people that just say yes to everything, get mad later, and then resent the person, right? We don't want that. We want to avoid that toxicity in relationships for the future. And so sometimes giving a pause before creating the boundary or setting a no right away or a yes in most cases is going to be great. So this scenario is perfect for every case. Your friend asks you to go do something, run an errand for them, and you're like, oh my God, I have so much on my plate. Why did I say yes to that? This is the perfect thing to do instead. Say, you know what? Let me get back to you on that. Let me check. It gives you a time to hang up that phone call, go look at your calendar, take maybe an hour or two to like mull it over, really think about it. Is this something I'm going to be resentful about later, or am I actually okay doing this? If you're okay, go ahead and call that person back and say, yeah, you know what? I'm down. I can do that. And yeah, you guys are more than welcome to come over. If not, this gives you an opportunity to think about, okay, it's a no, and how am I going to address it with a respectful manner? And I always say a no is okay. It's just the presentation. So if in-laws are asking to come over and it's a hard no, we say, you know what? It sounds like you guys want to come visit. Let me give you some great dates in which will work for us. It's not just saying,
No, that doesn't work for us. It's saying what is going to work for us. And again, with setting a boundary, no is acceptable, but let's focus more on the idea of what we can do instead of what we can't. That always is received much better. It's received very well. So all these things can be taken into account when we're setting boundaries. And today we've really identified what a boundary even is, who are we setting it with, and of course, how we're going to do it and how we're going to relay that information and how we're going to talk about our boundaries. So instead, the next time you want to throw boundary word around, really think about it. Do I identify and know what I'm about to do? Because it can be sometimes that this kind of conversation goes within 5 minutes, or a boundary can be set for years with people. You have that family member who has constantly for years overstepped their boundaries. You always feel uncomfortable. But have we actually said to them, this is where my stop is. This is where I'm uncomfortable. And how are we going to do that? There is a million and one ways to say no. Whether it's I'll get back to you on that, whether that makes me feel uncomfortable, whether that's, you know what, why don't we do that another time? You know, it's not always just no. So boundary does not just mean saying no in a stern way. There's a respectful way to do it. There's a way that's going to make everyone feel comfortable to do it. But it is necessary because, again, these are the people that are closest to us in our lives, and we want them to remain close. And if we continue to avoid boundaries and avoid saying where that line is, they're going to get confused and they're not going to know where they stand with you and they're not going to know what you're cool with and what you're not. And so don't we want that for our relationships? We want them to know us inside and out, where it's almost like we don't have to keep setting boundaries. We just do it once and then we hopefully don't have to do it again, right? So let that be known where that line is. Are you comfortable here, here, or here? And you're going down the line and you're letting them know every step of the way. And we're not doing it for a negative reason. We're doing it for a positive reason. We're trying to get closer to them and vice versa. So invite them to also share where that line is. Where's that boundary? Where's that hard stop and where's that hard start? You want to know more about, especially your partner and your family members, more than anyone. So it should be an invitation. It should be invited to learn more about where that line is. And again, vice versa for you. Everybody will actually get closer. But again, I think the world has this idea that, you know, boundaries is a negative thing and you have to be stern and forceful. And so people have just avoided it at all costs, I think. I think people are too scared to even do it. But now we have an opportunity to voice that boundary with respect and dignity and not the uncomfortableness and awkwardness that I think we're so fearful of. So, you know, hopefully this sheds a little bit more light on what that boundary should look like versus, I think, what we've seen on like TV and movies and people throwing the word around all the time. We really have to get rid of the stigma. So I'm hoping this helps some of you figure out, you know, how to set those boundaries with the world that you're living in, and especially those relationships that are so close to you and you're trying to figure out where do I even begin. So really think about, you know, within the next year, who do I need to set boundaries with? And maybe now we know a little bit more how to do it. I look forward to hearing from some of you about how that went, as well as I look forward to setting out my next podcast. So stay tuned to One Life, where we'll be talking about our next topic.